Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, she's finally professing her love for Shawn Mendes. Of course, talking about Camila Cabello during a recent interview in the UK, she proclaimed her love.
With you and Shawn as well, I mean, you guys just look so happy at the moment. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're pretty happy. I really, really love him a lot.
Aww. She's saying I love him.
Mackenzie, you say all the time you love pork chop, but I know you guys aren't getting intimate.
I do, like a brother.
And that's what's happening with Camila and Shawn.
No, she talked about how their relationship really started to grow when they recorded Senorita, and they'd been friends for a long time, but they spent so much time together, and then boom, smitten kittens. They are in love. So I love to hear that. Carrie Underwood, this is kind of funny. She's talking about her American Idol days and how it was her first time on a plane ever when she was heading out to Hollywood and she nearly missed her connection.
I mean, it was like, here you go. Here's your ticket to Hollywood. And next thing you know, I got on a plane not too long after that and went out for more auditions to LA.
Had you been on a plane before?
No.
What was that first experience of being on a plane? Because that can freak you out, right?
Back then, I was by myself and there were like lots of connecting flights and made a couple connections and one plane was late. So I like missed the next plane and I was like,
wait, you missed your connection going to Hollywood?
I was like, I'm going to have to find some nice airport employee to tell me what to do because I don't know what to do. And I'm like, please don't kick me off the show.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But I made it.
That's the worst feeling ever when you miss your flight. And then if your bags don't make it, and I always prefer if you can go direct, pay the extra and go direct because things happen when you have to connect because I travel time and it's terrible. Moving on. Oh, by the way, she's on her tour, her Cry Pretty 360. She's been with Maddie and Tay, Runaway June, and she's just killing it. So love my Carrie Underwood. Ooh, I also love Joaquin Phoenix. Cannot wait to check out Joker. Have not seen it yet, but Joaquin says he really took a long time to decide whether or not to take on this role.
I mean, I think I always go through a long process with deciding if I'm going to make a movie or not. And I guess it's just like wanting to be sure, or at least as close to sure as possible, that you want to take on the experience. Mm-hmm. I think I just was probably unsure of myself.
Hey, by the way, you can actually win movie passes to see Joker. It comes out today. We'll do that at 8:10, 7:10 Central.
Ooh, cannot wait. I wish I could win, but I can't because I work here. But I'm still going to go see that movie. I'm moving on to Taylor Swift. This is hilarious. Her mom recorded her after she got LASIK surgery, and she was under anesthesia, and she was crying over a banana.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Stop. You can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
Yeah, I try to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm going to get the other one for you.
This one, but what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm fine.
Don't. You don't want to cry. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want to do. Don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
Okay. So Taylor's just like the rest of us when she goes under. That's so funny.
Wait, I had LASIK done. Like, they numbed my eyes and stuff, and I had like a Valium, but what was she on?
You weren't under anesthesia? Did you eat a banana?
I can't talk about what I ate that day.
You don't remember. She does also say that she plans on, she can't wait for her musical performance on Saturday Night Live. And she's doing lover festivals. She has those planned 2020 for Boston and Los Angeles.
Mackenzie with the garbage. Thank you very much. Hey, Liv the Web Girl. Haven't heard from you in a bit. We got Liv's Sports Minute. What's coming up?
Gronk might be coming back to the NFL. And this college quarterback has kind of been a disappointment in a preview of our teams for this weekend.
All right, it's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.